Good morning, Pensacola. Craig Heinzman here, Community Pastor Marcus Point Baptist Church with campuses in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, North Pace. And we are going to be joined here by Dan McCourt. Dan is the president of the Navy Days, Pensacola Navy Days, which I happily serve on the board of. Dan, are you with us?
I certainly am, Craig, and good morning, and what a fine Navy Day.
Right. So, Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you will, about your history with the military and kind of how you came to know and love the Pensacola area.
Well, I suppose my story is not unsimilar to many other pilots in this area who have gone before me. From the time I was a frankly small child, I knew that aviation was what I wanted to pursue. The question was the what type. My dad had served in World War II. He had become a fighter pilot. I saw he and his friends interact. It was very much a lifestyle and a culture that I gravitated to almost immediately. So later in life, when it became my turn, I pursued it. I was fortunate to be selected. I was able to pass the physical. And like every person involved in naval aviation, we all come to Pensacola. This is the cradle. This is where we start.
Right.
So I came down here to flight school, got selected, and ended up flying in the fighter community for my career. I was blessed to have the opportunity to fly a great many pretty incredible airplanes, meet some fantastic people. And as end of my journey, I got reassigned back here to Pensacola after having started here many years later and was the Commodore, the wing commander of the wing here in Pensacola. The family loved it here, so we relocated and have been here ever since and could not help but become involved with the community through a number of other associations that are supportive of our military roots here in Pensacola, because the history of this town, this being particularly the 200th this year, being the 200th anniversary of what was referred to back then as the Pensacola Navy Yard, then many years later, of course, became Naval Air Station.
Absolutely.
As a result of all these activities, it became clear to many of us, both the local civilians as well as those former military, that we needed to recognize our fine military for all they have done. And I suppose I should set the stage straight here, Craig. Although the term Navy Days sounds very Navy specific, and that's my background, Pensacola Navy Days is about all of our military here in Pensacola, not just the Navy. And we do have a significant presence of Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, Navy. All of that is here. And so we are in support of that. In fact, our goal is to support a mutually positive and frankly, long-lasting relationship between both the local and military communities who we have worked together hand-in-hand with on so many events here in town. So that's kind of my background. I could not help but gravitate towards this event, Pensacola Navy Days, because of its unique ability to recognize our very fine military that are in this community and the heritage that we represent.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to talk about just a few of the things that are coming up in Navy Days. That's coming in May. We're going to get to PJ with Traffic on the Fives, and then we're going to run into some commercials, and we're going to be back with Dan directly after this.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. County Road 297A still seeing that vehicle crash at Meander Lane in Cantonment. They're saying there's still a roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know, sometimes you want answers.
Sometimes you just want something upbeat.
Either way, Meg's got you covered. Pet Talk, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
And we are back with Pensacola Morning News here with Dan McCourt with Pensacola Navy Days. And Dan, it's coming up pretty quickly, is it not?
It is certainly doing that, Greg. So we picked the month of May. It's specifically focused on veterans and the military, and we picked the first weekend in May as well. So the very first event coming up as sort of a kickoff for our program is actually earlier, a gallery night that's going to take place on April 17th will really be the first official event that'll get things going. But the main events will be the 8th, 9th, and 10th of May. And there's a number of events that go with that.
Yes. So the gallery night's just kind of a way for you to kind of catch and see what's going on. We're going to have some jersey nights as well with the Ice Flyers as one of our main sponsors for this event, as well as Navy Federal Credit Union. Both love our military community, obviously, and have generously sponsored this, the whole program. But we also have individual event sponsors that happen to, you know, sponsor different things. For instance, there's a golf tournament happening at AC Reed, which if you, I'm not a golfer. My son's a golfer. AC Reed is apparently the best place to play golf in Pensacola, but it's hard to get on. It's hard to get access to. You can do that at a golf tournament as a part of the Navy Days. And then we have a gala as well. Tell us a little bit about those two events that happen, the gala and the golf tournament.
You bet. And as you said, the golf tournament is a really particularly fun event. Like you, I'm a bit of a hack on the golf course, but I will certainly be playing golf that day. It's an opportunity for us to allow particularly the active duty. So again, the focus of Navy Days is to support the military community, certainly active, but our retired and veterans as well. So that golf tournament will be 9:30, starts in the morning. As you said, it's at AC Reed. It turns out our chairman for that committee, Village Shishati, he was the former commanding officer of the base here at NAS Pensacola, is running that program and doing a terrific job. There will be prizes, but it's an opportunity to get some relaxation at a much reduced cost and provide just a fun venue for people to get out there and enjoy the whole operation. That evening, we do in fact have as you mentioned, it's a formal black tie gala. This will be open certainly to the public. It is going to take place at the Naval Aviation Museum on the base at NAS Pensacola. In fact, we will have the opportunity for our guest speaker. We've been alternating the guest speakers at that event between civilian leaders and military leaders who have unique roots and ties to Pensacola and the military community. This year, we're going to have Admiral Jericho, who was just recently the commander of Naval Education and Training Command here in NAS Pensacola, will join us, and he is a wonderful person, will be a great representative for the community to speak at the museum that night. So it'll be, as I said, black tie, very festive. We'll have music, entertainment, wonderful spread, and it is a much fun event.
It's really a great event. And if you're looking, we are a gala community. People love to get together, love to dress up, and this is an opportunity to do so with some of the sailors that call Pensacola home. And it's an incredible event. Then the next day, Saturday, we kick it off with a 4K run, not a 5K run, a 4K run that's going to be happening. We've got all kinds of custom gear. We've got medals, everything that you would expect out of an incredible run. It's going to happen in downtown Pensacola, followed by a parade and a family fun fest and ship tours as it stands right now. So tell us a little bit about that whole day. Like, what's the goal for those kind of events when it comes to celebrating our military here in Pensacola?
All right. So again, this whole package of events, which you mentioned, and the heavy focus day is going to be Saturday, with unique events that allow participation both in a competitive sense as well as collaborative sense between both the military and the community. So let me expound on that just a bit. The run, for example, first, as you mentioned, 4K, not a 5K. Apparently a lot of runners like to get this opportunity to run a unique distance.
Yeah, get that PR down, right? Get that PR.
Yeah, that's right. And in addition, we have, in the competitive nature, have solicited from the local schools here. So we have both from Santa Rosa as well as Escambia County school systems come in and participate in the run. So we have at the high school level, a high school can submit a team and compete in that category for a pretty significant trophy, I might add.
Yeah, it's
gorgeous. I mean, it's sizable. It's a traveling trophy.
It does, yes.
And then also the local junior ROTC units get to participate as well. So around this area, we have 11 of those. And so the different units will submit a team. And then, of course, all the other categories of runners will compete for prizes. And as you said, we have medals, participation, some great shirts that you've had a significant hand in offering, which are collector's items at this point, and much fun.
Yeah.
So the run will kick things off, and then immediately behind it, starting at Veterans Park, and then transitioning down Bayfront Parkway and Main Street, and then finally down south, the very, very far end of South Powell Fox, it will terminate down at DeLuna Plaza, which is where the epicenter of all those events on Saturday will take place. So the parade, which, by the way, locally hosted, our great Mardi Gras chairman, Danny Zimmern, will be hosting that event. And he and all of the Mardi Gras crews from the area, of which we have many, have graciously offered to provide their floats for our various organizations from the military to ride on for that parade and be recognized as they transition from Veterans Plaza down to Plaza de Luna for that day. So each of the different military organizations, whether it be a squadron, a wing, or just a small group, can participate. We expect, as we had last year, the commanding officer of the base, Captain Chandra Newman, we expect to be basically headlining our parade as a kind of the Grand Marshal equivalent. And we'll bring those floats down for all the different units who want to participate. And that brings them down again to Plaza de Luna. After the run is completed, there will be ceremonial things that will take place. As you mentioned, a fun fest will be down at Plaza de Luna. This is a particularly family-friendly event. So kids are welcome. There will be food vendors. There will be entertainment. Open for a great day where we can then welcome our military as the floats arrive and the military debark the floats. Then there'll be recognition pieces that go with that. Last year we had the Commodore from Training Wing 5 up in Milton. We also had the captain of the base from NES Pensacola.
And we had a helicopter.
Then speed. and to kick all that off, we had a couple of flybys. So we had a static display helicopter, certainly to view. There'll be in the family fun fest part of the day several static displays and military with which to interact for our public as that day goes forward. All that then, as you said, Plaza de Luna being a bit of it is a peninsula sticking out there in the bay, we have requested ships from both the Coast Guard and the Navy to be visiting that weekend, and they'll be tied up pierside down there for people to have the opportunity to get a little chance to walk aboard and meet and greet the sailors who operate these fine vessels for our military. And in this case, like I said, both Navy and Coast Guard. All that, of course, is no cost. It's just something for which the family can queue up, get a chance to do a tour aboard the ship, and enjoy the day. As the day comes to conclusion, we'll award the winners of the run. We'll celebrate the rest of the fun fest and have a great good day on that Saturday.
Absolutely. I want to get to
the reason why we're doing this in just a second, let's get a PJ with traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre and Gulf Breeze, that is flowing smooth. Just a little bit of congestion Highway 90 as you approach Scenic Highway in Pensacola. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Here with Dan McCourt from Pensacola Navy Days. You can check out more on the Pensacola Navy Days Facebook page. All the events and all the information are up there and ready for you to check out. You know, one of the things that got me when I became a board member on this, because the mission is eventually we want to see this not just be a weekend, but a fleet week. And you've got some incredible fleet weeks across the nation that celebrate the military and their community and celebrate the impact of the military and their community. And Pensacola, even though we are the cradle of naval aviation, even though we are, you know, we are old and we have done so much with our military, we had not had that. We do value the military, but we had not had something to just celebrate our military heritage and the military members who make Pensacola home. And there are so many cool military individuals that have retired here, astronauts and test pilots and, I mean, all kinds of just incredible stories, just like yourself, that call Pensacola home. And Navy Days is intended to bring that into light and to celebrate those folks. And like you said, that Saturday event, if you're not a runner and you don't want to do, you know, hey, I don't want to do a big gala thing and I don't play golf, so what's there for me? Well, that's where Saturday comes in. We want everyone to be there at the parade downtown, cheering on our military personnel who are giving of their time and their talent and their energy and their lives to help make our country safe, and then celebrate and have fun with your family for free. Check out some of these cool ships and these things that are going to be in town. We want you to be down there. We want you to mark your calendars for that. I think it's the 10th. Is that what we said? I'm lost there.
The big day is Saturday the 9th.
Yeah. Sorry, the 9th. Yeah. Yes, the 9th. So we want you to mark those calendars for May 9th and get that situated so you can join us down there and be a part of what we're doing here in Pensacola, celebrating again, like you said, the 200th anniversary of the Naval Air Station Pensacola, being Pensacola, the Naval Yard, back in 1826, but also celebrating the 250th anniversary of our nation this year, which is going to be a pretty amazing thing. So Dan, I appreciate you being on with us. I thank you so much for your leadership. I thank you so much for your service to our country. And I thank you for what you're doing with Pensacola Navy Days, trying to bring that love into our community and helping recognize these incredible sailors and soldiers. So thank you so much, Dan.
Well, Craig, I appreciate all that, and thank you for helping me on your show. I would close with, in addition to all the support for the military, we are also using Navy Days now as an opportunity to provide scholarship for youth to go to the Naval Aviation Academy there at the museum called the Flight Academy. And so what Navy Days will do with a lot of our efforts, which are on the fundraising side, is provide scholarships to allow youth to attend. So thank you. I appreciate your time. And again, happy Navy Day.
Thank you, Dan. Talk to you soon.
I'm CJ Papa. Flight cancellations piling up this morning before the snow and ice piles up in 40 states, sending people scrambling for the necessities. This woman in Dallas.
I'm just looking for a loaf of bread to get me through the weekend.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz.
On the southern tier of this system, you're looking at a big ice maker. On the northern end of this, that is where the snow's going to fall.
National Weather Service Director Ken Graham on Fox and Friends.
It's not just the snow. In some places, it's the snow, and it'll be sleet and ice. We're going to have large areas of sleet, making travel absolutely hazardous.
President Trump on Truth Social saying, in part, record cold wave expected hit 40 states, rarely seen anything like it before. Many are expected to brave frigid wind chills on the streets of Minneapolis later today for a day of action, demonstrating against ICE enforcement from the Trump administration. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. And we've got 52 degrees cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. Pretty nice start to our morning. Looks like we may have some rain headed our way for the weekend. We'll break that down with Channel 3 in just a few minutes. A split vote at Pensacola State College could lead to more discussion down the road. The PSC Board of Trustees voting 4-4 against extending President Ed Meadows' contract and against giving him a raise and performance bonus. The proposal included a $25,000 salary increase, $50,000 bonus. Meadows has served as president since 2008. His current contract runs through June of 2027. Three trustees recently appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis voted no, along with trustee Zach Smith, who raised concerns about Meadows' performance, the recommendation coming from the board's compensation committee. While it failed this time, trustees could revisit that issue at a future meeting. Also, starting next month, the PSC board meetings will be live streamed for the first time. A Pensacola mother's going door to door searching for answers after her teenage son was hurt in a hit and run. 17-year-old Jamarian Vander was recently struck by an SUV on Burgess Road near West Florida High School. His mother, Malika Johnson, said she rushed to the scene after getting the call, and she's been shaken ever since.
You left my child for dead, and that was really concerning with me.
Police say the driver was described as an older, tall, white man. Johnson's been checking nearby security cameras, talking with neighbors, hoping somebody saw the SUV involved. Her son is currently recovering with a fractured leg, and she says she won't stop looking until she gets some answers. On Santa Rosa County, commissioners heard a very different idea for the future of the old courthouse in Milton. While the county is currently negotiating with a developer about turning that property into housing, survivor advocate Rhonda Fisher pitched an alternative yesterday, a community-centered recovery and resource hub.
But this would be something that would be for the community, by the community. Her vision, God has told her that it is not going to require finances, it's going to require people. And so that is what everybody can bring to the table for this to take place.
And Fisher said the space could include sports courts, job training programs, free services, and affordable space for small businesses. Commissioners did ultimately vote to continue their negotiations with the housing developer, Bayou District Consulting. But Chairman Colton Wright also invited Fisher and her coalition to meet with the board to discuss their proposal a little bit further. Now, looking ahead into next week, Escambia County and Opening Doors Northwest Florida will be teaming up to help people experiencing homelessness. The I Count Homeless Connect event happens next Thursday on the 29th at the Brownsville Community Center. More than 50 vendors will be there offering free services, including haircuts, health screenings, immunizations, Florida IDs. The tax collector's office will also be there to issue those ID cards on site. ECAD is providing free transportation to and from the event. It also helps with the annual point in time count, a nationwide survey used to track homelessness and to guide federal funding. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ and get our traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. I-10 and 110 are still looking good at this hour. 9 Mile, accident-free. Highway 90 is clear from Milton to Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some showers today. 40% chance of rain. Otherwise, cloudy skies, high near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 54. For Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 67. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 64. For your Sunday, 90% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, high near 68. And temperatures dropping Sunday night to 29 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 55 degrees. We've got cloudy skies right now. Our next news at 8 o'clock, and breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. SM Health and United Healthcare have reached a new multi-year agreement, preventing thousands of people from losing their in-network medical coverage. Negotiations for a new contract stalled last year, as SSM and United Healthcare accused the other of causing the impasse. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said his company has removed human safety monitors from some of its robo-taxi fleet vehicles in Austin. Tesla promised to scale a driverless ride-hail service in the U.S. last year, but fell far shy of that goal with limited operations, starting only in Austin and San Francisco. Shares of Tesla rose 4.2% upon the news. Capital One is acquiring payments startup Brex for $5.15 billion, the latest splashy deal undertaken by CEO Richard Fairbank. Brex was previously valued at $12.3 billion. The more than 50% decline in valuation shows the headwinds that even successful fintechs have encountered. Futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 306. That's your money now.
Come on.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
When I heard I needed a heart transplant, I thought it was game over. All I could think about was the memories that I wouldn't be able to make with my family.
Then an angel entered our lives as an organ donor. Their decision to register as a donor saved my husband's life.
Save lives, say yes. Register today as a donor at DonateLifeFlorida.org.
This message is sponsored by Donate Life Florida and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Ever notice how the best advice usually comes from someone who actually does this stuff for a living? That's the idea behind Pet Talk, also known as the Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9.
Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg.
Meg sits down with local business owners and professionals to talk real solutions, real experience, and real life questions. Pet Talk with Meg.
Weekdays 9 to 11.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Craig Heinzman sitting in for the one and only Andrew McKay. News Radio 92.3 on your FM dial. 1620 on your AM dial. We are so glad to have you with us. And we are glad to have someone that I now get to call friend because he is just a cool dude and a great leader in Santa Rosa County. Colton Wright is joining us to talk all things Santa Rosa County. Colton, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you? You're doing a fantastic job filling in for Andrew.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Santa Rosa County seems to have had a really kind of a sleepy week. Not a whole lot of stuff going on out there this week, right? It's kind of a
yeah, nothing at all. It's just been we've been on vacation. No, it's been crazy. We had board meeting Tuesday morning. Everyone took a quick trip over to Tallahassee to take care of some legislative affairs over there. Then two of us drove immediately back to make a 4 o'clock ribbon cutting over at Buffalo Rock in our industrial park, and then Thursday's board meeting. So it's been pretty hectic. Lots of big accomplishments this week.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about y'all's role as county commissioners in legislative affairs in Tallahassee, because I don't think that's a piece that some people may not be well aware of. Is that it kind of seems like sometimes county officials were only worried about what's going on here in the county, so we're not really at this state level. But a lot of what happens there affects us here. So tell us a little bit about how that works for you guys.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of people have misconceptions about what a county commissioner actually does. And I think if you really engage as a county commissioner, you're often going to be engaged in both Tallahassee on state politics as well as in Washington, D.C. On the federal level. So as far as Tallahassee is concerned, all five of us went over along with our administrator and assistant administrator and, met with the legislative team for our region, along with some others to discuss issues that were important to Santa Rosa County and the Panhandle, primarily property tax, and what that looks like and what that legislation looks like as far as, you know, either reducing or abolishing property taxes and how that affects local governments. And then also as well as, you know, we were very modest this year in our legislative appropriation asks, knowing that the budget was tight. And knowing
right.
That, you know,
yeah, there was definitely a tighter budget
last
this year.
Yeah. For sure. So we were very cautious in what we asked for. So we just simply asked for a 50-50 cost share with the county on a stormwater improvement upgrade for South Santa Rosa County in the Tiger Point area, in a very low-lying area that needs some assistance. And then a significant ask for the extension of the taxiway and apron there at the Whiting Industrial Park. So that, you know, where Leonardo currently is, we're building a taxiway and apron that connects Whiting Fields actual runways over to that private development for Leonardo Helicopter.
Right,
but we're asking for an extension to that so we can then acquire, you know, a new tenant, you know, next door to that, so we can do some additional economic development projects there to support the Navy and the aerospace industry.
And is that part of the land swap deals that we're trying to work out in that area, or is that separate?
No, this would be the Whiting Aviation Park. So it's the county's industrial park directly next to Whiting Field that is earmarked specifically for aviation and aerospace. But the land swap discussions are still preliminary, but those are all revolved around Santa Rosa Outlying Field, which is over East Milton off of I-10, directly adjacent to our current industrial park.
Okay. And the funny thing about land swaps is there's all this talk about them and how, you know, at the time they seem rather scary. But then if you look back at OLF 8 and where we're at now without, you know, the field as it is and the swap with Navy Federal, no one can imagine Beulah being Beulah without that happening. So lots of stuff can come from those things if they're done well.
Yeah, I would agree. I would caution people to not compare the two situations. I think the what happened with OLF 8 is much different than what the proposed plan is for Outlying Field Santa Rosa. And I would just say that we have the ability to be extremely flexible and probably a little more agile than the way that project was handled. The talks are still preliminary with the Navy. But I can tell you there's been a very open and honest dialogue from day one, been involved in it for a couple of years now. Now that it's a public matter, I think you're going to see some action. It really just comes down to, you know, what the Navy's requests are, you know, and making sure that we can meet those, meet their needs, because the Navy has to be a fair deal. You know, the Navy has to not lose any, they're not going to lose mission. We're not going to do anything that's going to negatively impact their mission. If anything, we're going to try to provide something that's going to enhance their ability to do what they do. And at the same time, hopefully gain, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of acres of already cleared, developable land specifically for industrial uses.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get back to more of that. We're going to take a break, get some traffic on the fives, then we'll get some commercials, and back with Colton Wright.
Still working that earlier vehicle crash, County Road 297A at Meander in Cantonment. They're saying there's still a roadblock associated with that. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
As long as I've lived here, you know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has... it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Beads are fun.
Laissez-les, bon temps roulé.
Moon pies too. Traffic, not so much. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And we are back at Pensacola Morning News here with Commissioner Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County. And I will say this before we get back into talking about the economic development and a lot of news coming out of Santa Rosa County this week, just in that topic alone. But these commissioners, these are public servants. These guys are trying their best to do what is going to move our counties and our cities forward. Oftentimes a thankless job. Oftentimes they're going to get the complaints and they're going to hear the folks that are mad at them. And they're not going to hear a lot of people that are just, you know, happy, squeaky wheel and all. But I just from personal, I want to thank you for what you're doing and how you're serving the community, Colton, and the others with you, that are Commissioner Smith and those guys that are doing great jobs out there. And I know there's more that I'm forgetting, and certainly those in Escambia County and the city that are doing amazing things. So thank you so much for what you're doing out there.
Well, thank you. It is really a pleasure and it's an honor to serve. And while sometimes it's difficult, I think people need to remember, any position of leadership is difficult, right? Whether you get promoted in your workplace to a manager position, once you start having to make difficult decisions, you start alienating people and getting people upset because they disagree with your decision. So at any given point, half the people are happy and half the people are mad. And that just comes with the territory. And you just got to, in my opinion, you just got to try to look at the facts and make the best decision you can and move forward. And
hopefully
it really is a privilege.
It'll, in the end, you look back and you go, man, we've made a difference. I was talking with the mayor
that's yesterday. That's right. His
thing is, you know, I want to be able to look back at Pensacola and say my time was well served and I made a difference.
That's right. Yeah, I'll say this. I think that if you look at, we always have fires we have to put out, right? There are always reactionary emergencies that come up. And I think you address those as quickly as you can, as efficiently as you can. But I've tried to make a point to look at the long range vision so that the decisions we're making today that I'm involved in are things that will benefit my kids, my grandkids, you know, the future of the region, and know that I probably won't see the fruits that will be born for probably 10, 15 years on the decisions made today, but just trying to look to the future all the time.
Well, and speaking of, you guys just opened up a huge facility, Buffalo Rock. You said you had to drive back in from legislation. Tell me a little bit about how that facility and what that means for Santa Rosa County.
Well, it's absolutely huge. So the fourth distribution company to go in the last year in the I-10 industrial park. And I'll just remind people that the purchase of that property by the county years ago was very contentious. There were people, the same naysayers that come out today that argue against things were the same people that were against the county purchasing that property at the time. And now today, many years later, you have four large distribution companies in there. And Buffalo Rock relocated here, and you know, they built a building that's over 350,000 square feet. They've got 200 employees there roughly right now, and when fully staffed, they're going to have somewhere between 350 and 400 employees. And that's just huge for our region.
Right. New jobs, new developments, and business opportunities out there. And it creates, you know, these side benefits and side businesses that kind of come in there and experience the economic growth that happens from developments like this.
That's right. Well, there's, you know, Buffalo Rock is serving many, many small businesses across the entire Southeast, right? So they're providing, you know, beverages and products to convenience stores, restaurants, you know, mom and pop retail establishments here in the area. So they really are supporting that. And one of the things I think is so great about distribution in that park, you've got four companies: Mondelez, which is a Nabisco distributor, Damien's Ice Cream, Hershey's Ice Cream, and Buffalo Rock. It's directly close to I-10, so it's easy for the tractor trailers and them to distribute product across the region. But then just on the other side of Highway 90, you know, we've got Industrial Park, where Pensacola State College has their CDL truck driver school.
Right across.
So we've created the situation where we can train people to have a career in truck driving, and yet we also have the ability to put them to work right here in that, you know, within a mile from each other. And that's been a long-term vision, and I'm just glad we've been able to bring that to fruition. I think we're going to continue to try to expand that.
And that's true. And I think there's a balance to be struck there, because obviously Santa Rosa has a rural component to it. It has farmland. You know, I said earlier I was in Jay, Florida for a bit of time. And, I think Jay is Santa Rosa, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I remember for a second, centuries. And, there's definitely some, we have to protect the farmland that needs protecting, but we also understand there's growth happening, right? How do you balance that as a county commissioner? How do you, obviously being in a more rural area?
Yeah. The key word is balance. And I try to use that in every day. You know, Santa Rosa County is extremely diverse. If you look at the area that I represent, you know, District 5, which is, you know, Gulf Breeze, Midway, Tiger Point kind of area, it's the smallest by landmass, but the most densely populated district in the entire county. Then you look at Navarre and the beaches, and then you go across the bay and you look at Milton, East Milton, Pace, and Jay, and you can see how the landscape of Santa Rosa County is extremely diverse, and I think we should be very proud of that. And I think we have to balance the fact that more and more people are moving to Florida. More and more people are moving to Santa Rosa County for a number of reasons, whether it be the quality of life, the lifestyle that you can have here, the relatively low cost of living compared to other parts of the country, and an amazing public school system. That all drives people to Santa Rosa County, so we need to provide for the housing and the commercial development that's required for that, at the same time balancing and trying to keep growth from going into the most sensitive areas when it comes to environmentally sensitive areas of wetlands and areas like that. At the same time, making sure we're protecting our true row cropping and our legitimate farming that's happening in Santa Rosa County and, you know, in the Jay area. So I think that's where I think you've seen a board try to do that. And we just need to make sure we're encouraging growth in the right ways.
Right. And I think there's a reality, I think, that growth is going to happen. You know, something is going to have to change. Happens. It comes. And that means sometimes it's uncomfortable. But and sometimes it means things have to become different, and we have to be able to understand that. Yeah, we want to protect what we have and what makes Santa Rosa County great and what makes it a great place to live. But at the same time, allow others to experience that. We're going to get some traffic on the fives and then come right back.
There's a brand new vehicle crash, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 7 near Pine Forest Road. They're saying the roadway is open. Also seeing a little bit of congestion, Highway 90 westbound from Ward Basin Road to Broad Street in Milton. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
And we've, you know, Santa Rosa County, obviously, there is the farming community, the rural community. There's and what's interesting about Santa Rosa County, much like Escambia, from top to bottom, it changes dramatically, right? The people mix, the what they want, what they desire to have happen in their government can change from the top to the bottom. So the folks in Gulf Breeze and the folks in Jay might have completely different priorities. And you're serving all those needs. But we also have things like military, and which are a huge driver for economic growth and jobs and security in our country. And you guys are really kind of focused on expansion of aerospace right now. And
yes.
Tell us a little bit about that and what's going on in the aerospace industry.
Well, I think when you look at the ability we have in the Panhandle of Florida in general, and we've got so many military bases here, we've got a significant military footprint by every branch of the armed services. So when you look at that, and then you look at the proximity of the water, then you look at I-10, it makes us ripe for making the entire Gulf Coast, you know, a new aerospace corridor, whether that be, you know, companies that are, you know, in outer space exploration, or whether it's just simply providing for the ability for, you know, a company like Leonardo Helicopter to come here, where they provide and support all of the helicopters for the Navy, Coast Guard, Marine Corps training mission. Hopefully we can attract companies involved in commercial aircraft and air travel. So I think when we start looking at bringing those kind of companies into the region, into our industrial park, I think that's along with, you know, the partners we've had at Pensacola State College and UWF and aircraft and power plant mechanic training, we're trying to educate either young people looking to get into a career field or take military veterans that have separated or retired and give them an opportunity to have a second career,
right,
in aerospace, and then bring the companies in to support those jobs.
Well, and I think that's really, really important as you look towards, you know, this. There's been a shift away from the four-year institution, and a needed shift to some degree, because we're going to have a deficit of skilled workers. Deficit. We already have a deficit of truck drivers. We have and so these programs, like we're talking about, the partnership with PSE, and then the ability to go directly across the street and be employed and have a career, be able to buy a house and have the American dream, doesn't necessarily have to happen through a four-year institution. It can happen in a number of different ways. And partnering in this way, this training through aerospace, engineering and mechanical repair, truck driving and all that kind of stuff, is really opening up new windows and new, even new doors for folks that can help drive them to a lifelong career, which is pretty amazing. So, Commissioner Wright, thanks for being on with us. I look forward to continuing to see. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the Milton Courthouse and what's going on there, but some cool stuff in that. So much going on in Santa Rosa County. And thank you so much for joining us and filling us in on everything.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right. You too.